With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
This is Bet Sweats, Wednesday, December 2nd. Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker with you. You can reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Joe0670, Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL. Eli Herskovich in Chicago, the executive producer out in Philadelphia. Dylan Burns and Jake Galley working on the show. BetSweats, a radio.com sports live sports betting podcast here for you daily, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time for free on the radio.com app. You can watch the video stream for free, radio.com/BetSweats. Subscribe to the podcast for free, iTunes, Spotify, radio.com. We'll check in with Jeremy Kahn from 105.7 The Fan of Baltimore in about 20 minutes, find out the betting angles and how we're going to attack this afternoon Wednesday NFL game. Talk some college hoops with Eli Herskovich. He was on fire last night. If you listened to the Tuesday show, Eli gave you two winners. One was a sweat, one was not. Dog or pass, as usual on Wednesdays, Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus will be here, and we will wrap with our lightning bets. Ross, I see you're in a hotel room, so it's time to figure out this week, where in the world is Ross Tucker?
What? All right, I will give you, okay, so I am in a hotel room of an FBS team, city of an FBS team that plays in the Mountain West. What hints can I give you? All right, I'm going to give you some decent hints. Kyler Fackrell played for this team.
I mean, who the fuck is Kyler Fackrell?
Okay. I'll give you a better one. Bobby Wagner played for this school.
Oh, that is a better one. You quickly mentioned it the other day. I know one of the teams is Air Force, right? Is it Air Force game?
Air Force is playing where I am. It's an away game for Air Force.
Where are they at? I forgot.
Utah State.
I should know with Bobby Wagner. Okay, Utah.
You know what? It's funny. A couple things. In all sincerity, Bobby Wagner is a Hall of Fame player. I would venture to guess most people don't know where he went to college. You know what I mean?
No.
When he played at Utah State, I don't even know if they were FBS. They weren't in the Mountain West. They've been in the Mountain West since 2013. And what I thought was crazy, Joe, do you know that Utah State has the third best record in the Mountain West since they joined the conference in 2013?
Oh,
like I
no.
Never would have thought they're only behind Boise State and San Diego State. Like they're ahead of Fresno State and Colorado State. And I mean, I was surprised by that. You know, there's actually – I think the Mountain West and the American Athletic, they're toe-to-toe for what's the sixth best conference, you know? And so Utah State being the third out of that surprised me. I was not expecting that.
So you're
thinking about, like Fresno State, like Derek Carr, Davante Adams, you know what I mean? Like dudes, legit dudes.
So you're the Mountain Time Zone, and what is that? Does that mean we're going to have NFL going on wherever you are able to watch the game at 1:40 your time this afternoon?
I'm so pissed, dude. I'm so pissed.
dude, they keep fucking with my schedule, too.
Dude, I am in the dream time zone for a primetime game, okay? I need the 8:20 Eastern kick. That's 6:20. I'll go get dinner. I'll come back. 6:20, watch the game till 9:45, go to bed. Perfect. Instead, it starts at 1:45 when, like, I wanted to take a nap because I woke up at 4 o'clock Eastern yesterday and I'm drained. So the one time, Joe, where I am in the – I think the Mountain Time Zone is the single best time zone for sports, for primetime sports, actually for all sports. Like, this is the dream time zone. Because, you know, West Coast, games starting at 5. Like, people are coming home from work, you know. This is – I think Central's awesome. But even Central, some of those games get a little late. Mountain is perfect. And, of course, I don't even get the benefit from it the one time I'm in Mountain Time Zone.
Yeah. I mean, they're fucking with your schedule. They're fucking with my schedule. Other teams in the NFL, people are being moved to Mondays and Tuesdays. Yeah, I thought we were going to broadcast the game tonight on the Score. Like, oh, no, they're doing it in the afternoon. You gotta do a show for a little bit tonight, Joe. Like, what the hell is going on, man?
You're going to have a day off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to do a show Thursday when I'm usually don't have a show. Whatever, man. Yeah, it's going to be weird.
How about this, by the way, Joe? You know that I did a Monday afternoon game. I did that Chiefs-Bills game Monday at 5.
Right. Right.
Next Tuesday at 8, I'm doing Cowboys Ravens for Westwood One. And if I wasn't in Utah right now, I would be doing Steelers Ravens today for Westwood One. So I would be the first broadcaster in the history of planet Earth to call NFL games Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the same season. First one in the history of planet Earth, but I'm in Utah. I will say this, though. It getting pushed back, Ravens-Steelers getting pushed back, enabled me to be able to do Ravens-Cowboys next Tuesday, because otherwise, if it was Thursday, I'm doing the Utah State game. So I mean, that got me a game on the back end of it, and there will be no NFL game tomorrow night, Joe. So you know, and people that listen and watch this show on the radio.com app, I know this from Maction. There's not even any game on ESPN. My game is the only game. There's a North Texas game or something on CBS at 6. Right before me, my game's at 9:30 Eastern. So you know there's going to be a lot of people watching because it's the only football game. There's no NFL, no other Division One. So I'm ready to go, man. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I know what it's like when I'm the only game in town, like a MAC game.
Yeah, and I was talking about with Eli the other day, the Thursday college basketball games aren't any good. There were some really good games last night. There's a couple big games tonight, but on Thursday, there isn't much. So, yeah, we're going to have a full breakdown on that on tomorrow's version. I forget what day it is. The Thursday version here of Bet Sweats. Do we bitch about the lighting of the Rockefeller Plaza? Do we bitch about that? How that trumps the NFL? Like, what the f-
How about that? I got an idea. How about you do the lighting of the tree at halftime? How long does it take to light up a tree? That would be unbelievable. You have the game, halftime. I don't need to hear what Chris Sims or anybody has to say at halftime. No offense, Chris Sims. Like, I don't halftime, light the tree up, boom. Amazing.
Why? What is there's a lot of people that make a lot of money making those decisions over at NBC. And I know they started to promote it. That was part of the excuse. Who cares? Things change. This has been changing on an hourly basis. Maybe they weren't sure that they were actually going to play this game. I would understand that if that was the argument. But I don't – how is it beneficial for them? Like, maybe there are. Maybe the revenue shows that there are – and the ratings show that there are more people interested, people that wouldn't be watching, the families, some others not into sports, that are more into this moment around getting closer to Christmas time than watching the NFL. It's just hard for me to believe because – Russ, we get data every single week, and we saw it on Thanksgiving, too. Like, Fox had this big release about how much the ratings were up for Washington and Dallas, a terrible game on Thanksgiving Day. It's just hard for me to believe that this is better for NBC to air the lighting of the Christmas tree than this football game.
Well, hold on a second, okay? First of all, someone needs to explain to me, and I know a lot of people at NBC. I worked there for years. Sam Flood, they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to explain to me like, you can't tell me that they wouldn't get more people to watch the Steelers Ravens than the lighting of the trees. You can't tell me that. Okay.
That's number one. Yeah.
Number two, can't you light the tree another day? Can't you light the tree tomorrow night? Like, I don't understand that. How long does it take to light? And by the way, I don't know anyone that watches the lighting of the tree. Like,
I don't either.
I mean, I'm totally confused on that one. And I got time zoned. I got screwed on the time zone, Joe. That's what happened.
All right, people are came for the game stuff, so let's talk about it. Two more positive tests, NFL moving forward. They said, it wasn't unexpected. No concern for the game. Yesterday, safety Geno Stone, one of those positive tests. He's a seventh-round draft pick and an equipment manager. So the NFL is not sweating that one. No surprise there, since they're moving heaven and earth to make sure they get this game in somehow, some way. They don't want to add that week 18, at least not right now. They're going to be tested again today. They get those results quickly in about 30 minutes. 10 straight days of positive tests. This is why this keeps happening, why they postponed it three different times. They've had over a dozen positive results, including, of course, Lamar Jackson, who was out this afternoon. RG3 will be in. They've gone from 19 now to 16 players for Baltimore on the COVID list. Ross, we are waiting the situation with the running backs. Is Mark Ingram, is J.K. Dobbins going to be out there? They had their 10-day quarantine, so they could play this afternoon. I'm sure we'll get word on that shortly. So the line over at PointsBet is Pittsburgh favored by 10. Before all this news, for all these delays, the line was 3 and the look ahead was 2.5. So much has changed. The total was 46. It is down to 42 right now. Of course, James Conner not out, so it's going to be Benny Snell, maybe some Anthony McFarland in the Pittsburgh backfield. Of course, the Steelers still undefeated with record of 10-0. They have covered 8 of their 10 games this year. Ross, how do we handicap this one? And from a player's perspective, can you, I don't even know if there's a comparison here, but just again and again, nope, delayed again. It's so difficult, I'd assume, to ramp up to this game when they keep pushing the day and the time.
So there, I mean, we could spend the whole show on this game. To be honest with you, I've like lost track, Joe, of who's available and who's not for the Ravens. I've lost track. And I got a bunch of different things to say about this, but I want to get your opinion on something. They pushed it from Thursday to Sunday because they had an outbreak and positives. They pushed it from Sunday to Tuesday because they kept having positives. Mm-hmm. They pushed it to Tuesday to Wednesday because the players had a concern that they still hadn't stopped the positives. They still haven't stopped the positives. I mean, I talked to Andrew Brandt about this on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And he said he doesn't understand why this game is being played. And I guess I don't really understand the logic, Joe. I'm a little bit confused. Look, I'm going to watch it. I'm glad it is. But I can't say I understand why it was pushed back 3 times. But even though there were 2 more positive yesterday, it's not being pushed back now.
There's a couple things here. They don't want week 18. So the question is, why do they not want week 18? Are there that many issues involved in pushing the Super Bowl or eliminating that bye week between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl? They may be forced to go to a week 18. You have 2 potential playoff teams. One for sure, probably, well, maybe the 1 seed in the AFC. And the way the schedule sets up for the Ravens, they should be a playoff team. We'll see if they could turn this around after losing 3 or 4 games here. But it feels, Ross, like the rules are different because we have a big rival game, big rivalry here. But more importantly than that, we have 2 teams that should be participating in the playoffs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like this was the perfect game to have a week 18. And by the way, like, they're taking those rapid tests today, I think, which aren't as reliable. I know multiple people that have been positive on the rapid test, but not on the PCR test. So if you're positive on the rapid, like, it almost seems to me, Joe, like they're going to have some rapids today that are positive. And then are they going to play the game? I mean, this is truly a unique circumstance. And I don't really know why they're so afraid of week 18. The games are only not going to be played if there's an outbreak. There's been two outbreaks in 12 weeks. So let's say there's one more outbreak in December with some team somehow. As long as they're not playing the Steelers or Ravens that week, then you have a couple games week 18. I don't know. I mean, look, I'm going to watch the crap out of it.
Maybe you could make the case that they know they're going to go to week 18 and they don't want to pull that trigger in week 12.
Yeah, why is that the case? I think that is the case. But why would they think they're going to go to a week 18?
Because what if Baltimore misses two? What if Pittsburgh misses two games?
Yeah, that's true. Let me play devil's advocate. What if they play that game and they had all these guys travel and it affects the Cowboys game on Tuesday?
Right.
For Baltimore. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It almost feels like they're messing with next week now. So, whatever. My point is this. I know a lot of people want to bet on the game. And I'll give you my thoughts on it. But when you start to get into this unprecedented territory stuff, like, what do we do? What's the whole purpose of our show, Joe? Our show's purpose is to be entertaining and to give usually good advice, like my under lightning bet Monday night.
Easy winner.
Told you that. Another winning lightning bet for me. What was yours? Yours worked too, right?
Yes, Goddard over. Man, did Wentz go to him?
He should have killed it.
I know.
He should have like had 150 yards. So yeah. So you and I, did Eli win his lightning bet
on Monday? No, he had Alabama. That was a loser, and he was. You missed this yesterday. Well, no, you saw it on Twitter. Eli's blocking all these people. He's pissed.
What's his justification for it?
He says they're attacking him, but people send me screenshots and they don't seem like they're too harsh on him.
I never said, hold on a second. Hold on. I never used the word attacking. We talked about this on yesterday's show.
I loved it yesterday when Ross replied to one of the guys and he said, I would never block you, bro.
What a kind sweetheart Ross Tucker is. So sweet. What I will say is people want the picks, and if they're going to talk shit, they're not going to see the picks. If you want opening line value and you're going to talk shit, I'm going to block your ass.
So here's the thing, Eli. You're hurting yourself. The interactions from them, the replies, whatever they are, that's good for the algorithm. What you should do is you should mute them. That way you don't even see when they criticize you. But everybody else still does. Everybody else still does, and you still get the interaction, the engagement for social media. Like, Costos just mutes them.
It's a punishment, Ross. They're going to fucking talk shit. They're going to get blocked. It's that simple. Listen, they are following me for my bets, for my breakdowns, etc. They're not getting any of that when they're talking shit. So, there you go.
Really easy for them to just have another Twitter account and just have a burner account and see your picks.
Well, then they'll follow me and I'll get another follower off that.
I didn't know you were so soft. You're so soft. Gosh.
I don't think it's soft. I think it's just, again, they are following me for my college basketball bets. Let's get back to Ravens Steelers, please. We have like a bunch of things to do here. Becky Well, Jervy Conn, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, Steelers favored by 10, total of 42 rather. Some of the props out there, RG3, they set it at points bet at 168.5. Ben Roethlisberger, 271.5. Gus Edwards, rushing yards, 38.5. RG3, 28.5. Snell for Pittsburgh, 58.5. Receiving yard props, some of the top ones, Deontay Johnson, 57.5. Juju at 51.5. Claypool, 50.5. And the top one for the Ravens, got Brown at 37.5. Ross, I think most people are thinking these two teams just want to get out of there. Let's play the game and keep it moving. I'm sure Pittsburgh just wants to get out of there with a victory, even though it is a big rivalry spot here. I think you've got to look to the under. It's tough for me to make a case for the over or some of these prop overs.
I would agree. Although, you know, I say that, and I don't know, I feel like the score is going to be like 27-17.
Oh, yeah.
That's over.
Yeah.
I like the RG3 passing over. I don't think that – I think the Ravens are going to be behind. I think he's going to throw it a lot. He's going to throw for 170 yards, dude. He can't run like Lamar can. But RG3 can throw the football. I like the over. I like the RG3 over bet because the Steelers are going to have a lead. I'm sure early on the Ravens are going to try to pound them if Dobbins and Mark Ingram's Southwest flight gets there on time today, since they weren't allowed to fly with the team yesterday. How amazing would that be, by the way, if those guys flew like coach on Southwest or whatever? Like, that would be with their helmet and shoulder pads, like holding them like you did in high school coming off the bus. That would be amazing. Absolutely amazing. I like the RG3 over. I think it's about a 10-point game. I think it's like 24-14. 23-13, 27-17, in that realm. So I think that the numbers are actually pretty good. And we try to give you guys information. There's just so much unknown that this seems like a hard – I guess Eli would say that there's a lot of opportunity for value here. I prefer having the information. And to me, there's just way, way too much unknown about who's even playing for the Ravens, how RG3 will play, how both teams will be affected by the postponements. I mean, whether or not the game even happens, if they have positive tests today. I mean, this is a tough one for me, Joe. I'm going to watch it, but I would say the best bet I got for you right now, I got to look at the rushing props, but the best bet I got for you right now is the RG3 over. 170 yards is not many.
Yeah, especially as you said, they're going to be in catch-up mode. We expect them to be for the entire game, so they're going to be forced to pass there with RG3. Snell interests me. Rushing yards prop, you said you're going to take a look at that. Snell at 58.5. Snell's going to be the guy. When he was the guy against the Giants, he got 19 rushes, rather, 113 yards, almost 6 yards per a pop. Now, he did not score a touchdown. The touchdown prop interests me because it's even money. And he, in limited action, he has scored touchdowns against Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Cleveland. In that Tennessee game, he only had 2 attempts. So in the red zone, inside the 5, you expect Snell to get a couple of opportunities to score there. So I think Snell to score a touchdown is a pretty good look. I don't mind him at over 58.5. Again, Giants defense isn't bad. 19 rushes, 113 yards when he was a full-time guy early in the season against the Giants.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started.
For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's a good point, Joe. It's a really good point with Connor out. Speaking of good points, BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up for the best sports betting coverage around. Go to BetQL.com and enter code KOSTOS at checkout for 15% off any subscription. That's KOSTOS, our buddy Nick Kostos. You better, you bet. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first-time bettors to hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time to help give you an edge over the sports books. BetQL tells you which side professional bettors are picking, provides real-time line movement and historical betting results. Get started today at BetQL.com, also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Remember, go to BetQL.com and enter code KOSTOS at checkout for 15% off any subscription. Steelers are 8-2 against the spread, including 4-1 against the spread at home this season. One team is a 5-star spread bet in this one. Head to BetQL to see if it's the Steelers minus 10 or the Ravens plus 10.
All right, Ross, let's continue to break this game down. Ravens and Steelers this afternoon with Jeremy Kahn of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We'll find out how is Pittsburgh going to attack this Baltimore defense and what should we expect from RG3. We'll see if Jeremy agrees that we should take a look at the passing yards over for RG3. That is next. This is BetSweats, Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker on the Radio.com app.